State 12, let's go to Austin. State Representative from District 12, Kyle Cassell, joins us. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Brazos Valley.
Yeah, we're keeping you in Austin now, huh? Last 2 weeks you've been back in town, but not so this week, huh?
Yeah, you know, as we progress, it gets a little more fun, and we've got a lot more work to do. So that's the good news, but I will be back in town this afternoon to see the family, and I'm looking forward to it.
Talk to me a little bit about what kind of committee chores you've been doing this week. Obviously, you're rolling up your sleeves and kind of getting into those sorts of things. What's in front of your committees that looks like you'll be handling in the next few weeks?
Well, that's a good question. We finally obviously got our committee assignments. We have not met, and that starts Tuesday with a joint meeting with Environmental Regs and the Energy Committee, and then Wednesday will be the first meeting of the Agriculture Committee. So I met with Chairman Harless and got an idea where we're going to head with Environmental Regs and, you know, kind of her outlook on things, and met with a lot of folks over here. They're concerned about the environmental regulation legislation that's coming up, and then Chairman King and I, the Rural Caucus, started up, and I can tell you that was an interesting day being a rural candidate. There was not as many rural candidates signed up for the Rural Caucus as there once was.
Well, that was the next thing I was going to ask you about. I'm glad to have you bring that up, because I was reading of the 181 members of the Texas House and Senate, all but about 30 have some sort of a metropolitan area in their district, and that concerns me a little bit for rural Texans. Obviously, you don't have as much political capital as somebody who's an inner city member of the House, but what kind of things did you discuss in that rural caucus?
Well, we basically elected officers at that point in time, and Representative Doc Anderson out of Waco will be the chair of the Rural Caucus. I was named a vice chair, and Representative Lozano was named the secretary. So Doc will call a meeting here soon, and we will head down the path to make sure we help our colleagues in urban areas understand how important rural Texas is. I mean, with agriculture, water, and oil, it's a big part of this state.
District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell with us from Austin this morning. How often do you anticipate that caucus will meet?
Depending on how tough it is to help make our colleagues understand, we may have to meet more often than not.
Well, you know, whatever it takes to spread the word, right?
Yes, indeed. But, you know, like my favorite saying is, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And, you know, it's good to help everybody understand all their constituents are involved in agriculture. And agriculture in rural Texas' job is to make sure folks understand where their food comes from.
Sure. Let's kind of delve a little bit into the ruling from Judge Dietz last week, where the structure for funding schools in Texas was ruled unconstitutional. That wasn't a surprise, and we touched on it a little bit. But what concerned me is that really some of the leadership in the Republican Party didn't seem to want to move too fast to even restore any of those dollars. And how do you answer to your multiple superintendents that you have to talk to if your leadership is not really on board right now?
Well, I would interpret it different. Our leadership is on board and wanting to restore funds, but we don't want to act too quick before we get these appeals and the cases finally solved. We don't want to make a decision that becomes unconstitutional after the appeals and the final decision. So we're trying to be very cautious and make sure we do what's right for the students and youth of Texas.
Of course, if they appeal to the Supreme Court, it's going to be at least 2014 before it's on their docket. Then the ruling would have to be made. Is there any discussion in the halls in Austin that they make an emergency appeal to the Texas Supreme Court?
You know, that is a discussion, and, you know, we obviously, you and I visited about it earlier yesterday about the calendar bill HB 10 that we did to mm-hmm. help with Medicaid yesterday. So I know that Chairman Hunter and Chairman Pitts are visiting, and I'm looking forward to them bringing something to the floor soon.
And I guess that there are going to be three bills, I guess, that are going to address what are called supplementals. It's not the whole budget, but it's to fill some things out. And your supplements are, what, about $4.5 billion for health care?
Right.
And then the public education is $2 billion and some
correct.
Other stuff.
And we will vote on that $4.5 billion on Thursday the 21st.
Okay. What else is on the agenda for you next week?
Well, I'll tell you what was fun yesterday, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I had the gavel yesterday, so that was I was speaker for the day.
And wait a minute. Have we got video of that someplace?
I hope so.
All right.
It was fun. It's what an incredible view. And when the HB 10 hit the floor, though, magically the speaker appeared and he tapped me on the shoulder and goes, "Mr. Cassell, I've got this." And I said, "Glad to see you returned, Mr. Speaker."